8:36 on Connect FM in your morning connection for a Friday. Hey, it's time for Tri-County Insider News, the week in review. It's going to be more like the past month in review because. Hey, Bronson Rasmussen, our news director, is here with us this morning. And of course, Bronson was with you Morning Connection listeners for 2 weeks straight here to start the month of December. And I appreciate that very much, Bronson. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. It's Friday once again, and we're almost into the holiday season as well. So yeah,
6 days until Christmas. What a great time of year it is. And we're going to get back right now, just temporarily, to reviewing the past week's top stories in Tri-County Insider News, which, of course, is local news here on Connect FM. So what do you have for us as the top stories of the week?
Our top story that's come out in the past little while now has come out actually just yesterday, and it has to do with Brookville schools. For those of you that didn't catch our alerts that came out, students were sent home early, were evacuated first and then sent home early from the Brookville area high school, and this was all due to a concerning note that they had found in the morning.
Okay.
That sounds like, they haven't told us what the note said in particularly, but it sounds like it was a bomb threat of some sort. Since then, the students were sent home that day, but we learned after that that explosive detecting canines were sweeping the school and they didn't find anything. So everything is now returned back to normal at Brookville schools.
Well, that's good news. And it was probably, today is probably, I'm not sure about Brookville's schedule, but it's the last day before Christmas break. So they almost got an extra, I guess in sort of a way, they got a little extra early start to Christmas break yesterday.
That's how it sounds.
Unfortunately. So that is unfortunate, but we are happy to hear that it was nothing serious in the end. All right, what else ranks up there as a top story?
Another one that came out towards the beginning of this week was with Firehouse Subs in Dubois.
Yay.
They've officially opened their doors. We were originally told it was going to be sometime early November. Well, it's late December at this point, but they are now open. They offer all types of different subs with hot, cold, salads, some side items like French fries or mac and cheese. And then they are always talking about their famous hot sauces. They have a bunch of different ones for you to try, and it's all there for you to put on the sub however much you want. I ended up going there, found out they are going to be, they are open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. Okay. And if you don't know where they are, they're up next to the Dollar General in the Sandy Plaza in Dubois.
And it's always good to have another sub shop open in the Dubois area. You know, people have kind of joked around about how many coffee shops we have. Well, we're also getting a good number of sub shops.
Yeah, we have quite a few of those as well.
Yeah, but it's never bad to have a choice of sandwiches.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, you can shop around. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I know you will.
Well, in that case,
I think Firehouse Subs also donates a portion of their proceeds back to the local firefighting departments. Yes. Is that right?
That's very much what they're focused on. A representative had previously told us that they're very community oriented and that Dubois really fits their model. When I had gone there earlier in the week, I noticed that they had some firefighter apparel from Dubois and Sandy just hanging in there. If I heard right, last Saturday they invited the fire companies out for their soft opening.
Nice. That's great. All right. Next category we want to move into, Bronson, is the stories that our listeners took interest in the most. That means they interacted with those stories by commenting, liking on them, or reacting to them. So which ones are at the top of the list?
We'll start this one off with a annual tradition all across Pennsylvania, but here in Dubois as well, shop with a cop.
Yeah.
This is where police forces all come together. Ours here was spearheaded by the state police, but we also had like Dubois and Sandy, which is all about to be Dubois.
Yes.
But they all showed up, and Brockway, I think, was there as well, if I remember right. They all went to the Dubois Walmart on Monday night there were 27 kids that were each granted around a $250 budget. And they went walking up and down the aisles with the police officers, getting stuff for them. There are some that got stuff for family members. And it was always a great time to go there and watch as the kids just go shopping with all the cops.
That is a really special time. One of the great things to see the community pull together and do. And of course, this is all supported by private donations,
yes,
right?
Yeah. It's all done through private donations, either from individuals or businesses. And next year, they're hoping to get above that 30 kids threshold.
Yeah. And it's so neat, too, seeing some of the kids, you know, choosing to buy presents for their family members. That's so sweet.
Every year, for the past two that I've done this, there's one kid that runs straight to the Lego aisle and picks out the biggest set they can find.
And sometimes that could use up most of the $250.
Usually it does.
Exactly. All right. Any other stories that caught our listeners' attention?
Sure. We have a report by the DEP about the asbestos levels in Brockway.
Yeah.
That's been an ongoing thing for multiple years at this point, and still it is above that legal limit. It's testing at an average of 33 million fibers per liter when the legal limit is around 7.
Okay.
So this is concerning, but not unsafe at this point.
Right, right.
Officials say that you can still use this water, but there are some risks that could come with long-term exposure.
Yeah.
And this is happening because all the piping in that area is from like the 1950s era. So it has that material in there, and it's starting to degrade after all this time.
Yeah, and if I understand correctly, there was an incident where some of that piping actually got crushed, and they think that that is part of how the water got infested with the asbestos. But it is good to hear that it hasn't reached a toxic level, but
yes,
still alarming levels on the rise there.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Well, before we let you go, Bronson, we must. This is a requirement. We must hear your choice of the top story of the week. I like calling this Bronson's choice.
Well, my choice has to do with Penn Highlands Du Bois, and we're in that charity season. So they received a donation from the winery at Wilcox. They were able to donate $2 per bottle of wine that they sold of the Sweet Beginnings wine. So every time somebody bought a bottle of that, $2 was set aside to go to Penn Highlands.
Nice.
And they ended up raising, in this initial total, $586 from that. And this all goes towards the NICU and maternal and child center intensive care units. And it's all for a program that we reported in September called the Safe Sleep Begins at Birth program, where the hospital provides new parents and newborns with the swaddles for children. So that way they don't experience a thing called sudden infant death.
Right. Well, that is a great one. And that's a great pick for your choice, Bronson's choice. I like to tease you that usually has something to do with food. Well,
I mean, wine
had to do with drink this time. So
see?
You're still in the same category.
Maybe I should say firehouse subs.
Well, Bronson, I think the next time we do this, it's going to be the new year. It's going to be 2026.
It sounds like it.
So I look forward to that. And we will get a review of those top stories through the holiday season. So thank you much.
We'll see you next year.